Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 14 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. Yesterday, Marcus Smith Kearns, in his quest for occult vampire knowledge, discovered that there is some kind of ritual you can do to a vampire you plan to diablerize to enhance the effects of diablerie, and that it requires, among other things, pure mountain stream water, or distilled water from a high school science lab, if you'd rather risk committing a once-in-a-lifetime murder for nothing than gassing up your SUV and driving to the fucking mountains. There's another very tiny rumor on this page that Marcus also hears about. Quote, "There are also rumors, again unsubstantiated, that vitae treated by the ritual can somehow be stored." Now, for Marcus and for many who hear this rumor, the key word is going to be stored. You can keep this blood for later. The key word for me is vitae. What vitae? There's no vitae involved in the creation of the weird potion in this ritual. Remember from last page, the recipe, the heart of the victim, pulped in a marble mortar, red wine, ash of an alder stake, 1 pint of pure water. This is all done after the victim has been completely exsanguinated, as per normal diablerie. So where's the vitae coming from? Because you specifically just had to drink all the blood of this vampire. They don't have any blood left in them. And then you mash up their heart with the red wine, with the ashes, you make the concoction. The concoction is referred to as vitae. If there's vitae in this concoction, it came out of that pulped heart. And this has grave and silly consequences for the world of Vampire the Masquerade. Here's the thing, and I do think Marcus is going to consider this, because Marcus is a weirdo, as am I, and sometimes that gives you a special insight. If Marcus hears about this and realizes, okay, the vitae in this concoction, it's from mashing up the elder's heart. After we've drunk all of the vampire elder's blood, this elder has no blood points left in its system at all. Can't drink anymore. So the vitae comes from the heart, which means that when we mash up this heart, there's vitae in that heart, in addition to the blood points that were in this elder. Elder blood is extremely valuable. We're about to talk about all the amazing effects that it can have. It can be stored. It can be traded. It can be used to achieve great, albeit temporary, power, even without diablerie. And I'm here to tell you that if you drain all the blood out of an elder vampire, you are leaving money on the table if you do not proceed to juice this motherfucker. Think of if the organs contain additional blood, any blood. If we're talking about Methuselahs, we're talking about elders, that shit is precious. You would be leaving potentially life-saving power for you in a later emergency situation on the table if when you drink a vampire's blood, you do not then remove all of their blood-rich organs, put them in some kind of vessel, doesn't need to be a marble mortar. This is not magic. It's just the magic of juicing. You put in your immersion blender and you make yourself some elder juice. Now, obviously, if you're going to do this secret ritual, then you need the little bit of vitae in the heart for that. But again, if this is not at least a Methuselah, this ritual isn't helpful to you. But the blood in the organs definitely still would be. And it may seem like I'm reaching here, but we're about to get into a lot of rules content about exactly what you can do with stored elder blood. So the fact that this establishes that you can get extra blood out of any vampire by mashing up their organs, which will heavily incentivize player characters to mash up the organs of all their foes, is the dumbest thing on this page. If you do not think this is going to result in player characters carrying around some manner of portable blender all the time, you have never played in a campaign where everybody always has one in the chamber and they will not shut the fuck up about it. This episode is just groundwork. Join me next time when we discuss exactly what elder blood can do for you, thanks to your strange vampire anatomy, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.